In response to some of the comments made by the distinguished representative of the former Yugoslav Republic of Macedonia, I would like to stress that the use of the term Macedonian to qualify the small group of persons who live in the northern Greek region of Macedonia and speak, in addition to the Greek language, a Slavic idiom, without any qualifier reflecting their Slav-oriented identity, clearly infringes upon the rights and the very identity of more than 2.5 million of Greek Macedonians who use the adjective Macedonian to denote the original and cultural provenance and not, of course, a distinct national identity. This is why such use of the term Macedonian is a counterfactual misappropriation and cannot be accepted. Having said that, nothing prevents these persons from freely expressing their views, organizing cultural events or festivities, speak their idiom, and participate in the cultural life of their region. As to the case of the so-called home of Macedonian civilization, I would like to point out that the use of the term Macedonian in the statute of the said association creates confusion, since the same qualifier is used by hundreds of associations established by Greek Macedonians. Such confusion, which also creates problems of public order and infringes upon the human rights of others, could have been avoided if the founders of the said association had used a name for the latter which corresponds to their Slav-oriented identity. It is also significant that the European Court explicitly rejected to consider that case as a dispute involving minority rights or discrimination on the ground of association with a national minority. Turning now to some of the comments made by the distinguished representative of Turkey, I would like to reiterate that, in keeping with the principle of individual self-identification, persons belonging to the Muslim minority in Thrace are free to declare their origin, speak their language, exercise their religion, and observe their particular customs and traditions. What is not acceptable is the attempt to establish a single ethnic identity for the entire Muslim minority in Thrace, so as to subsume Pomak and Roma persons under a Turkish identity which is not their own. Turning now to Turkey's recommendation on the Muftis, I would like to stress that in accordance with the 1991 law, the three Muftis in the region of Thrace are selected through an open and inclusive process by a pool of notable and esteemed teachers of Islam, members of the minority, and subsequently nominated to the Mufti offices by the state. It is well known that internationally there is not a single method for the selection of the Muftis. Each sovereign country, be it Muslim or non-Muslim, has the right to establish its own process, provided that it is in accordance with Islamic tradition and religious rights and freedoms. The so-called elected Muftis are not officially recognized. Despite attitudes of evident disrespect to the existing legislation, the state does not obstruct their religious or other activities, showing maximum tolerance and restraint. On the issue of the Muslim foundations, very briefly, a 2008 law on the administration and management of the Muslim foundations in Thrace provides that the members of the three main management committees are to be elected. This was a long-standing request of the Muslim minority met by the Greek state. In addition, the Muslim foundations are exempted from submitting tax declarations on income, land property, and major land property of previous years. As a result,